Improve predictions, map fiber orientation onto a structural mesh. Why map fiber orientation on structural meshes? Autodesk's advanced material exchange allows you to map mold flow fiber orientation and part characteristics data directly on the mesh. This manufactured information can then improve the accuracy of your FEA simulation. Short fiber composites have a significant effect on the performance of the part, warned Doug Kanick, product line manager at Autodesk. When the material is injected into the mold, weld lines can be created where two fronts meet due to multiple injection sites or part contours. This will cause a perpendicular and discontinuity rift in the part, a weak area. This part could fail at the weld lines, so you must assess the structure at this point. Many FEA processes assume random fiber orientation. Unfortunately, assuming a random distribution will make the product act near isotropic. In fact, fiber orientations will cause a product to act with orthotropic behavior. This changes the properties of the material and, inevitably, your results. Advanced material exchange workflow. Unfortunately, merging the structural and mold flow mesh isn't as easy as it sounds. Mold flow models tend to be optimized to assess warping, wall thickness, and the fiber orientation of a molded part. This assessment typically requires a dense mesh. Structural meshes, on the other hand, look at fatigue, deflection, failure, and stress. As engineers typically avoid nonlinear plastic responses in FEA, they usually opt for a coarser, faster mesh. The advanced material exchange, however, acts as a bridge between the two. The product will take the FEA structural and mold flow mesh and assess their compatibility for mapping. Usually a structural mesh is much coarser, but the advanced material exchange will show you where the structural mesh is too coarse for the fiber map. If this isn't an area of concern, then the engineer can continue. However, if that area is a high-stress location, then the engineer now knows to rerun the structural mesh, said Kanick. The workflow is as follows. Import structural and mold flow models. Calculate material model parameters using known material data. Align model orientation. Assess mapping suitability, plot for mesh compatibility, rerun mesh if needed. Map mold flow fiber orientation data onto structural mesh. Export structural model into Autodesk FEA software for simulation. The software also uses Mori Tanaka calculations to translate the composite stress strain curve down to the matrix and fiber level. Our mapping process is very accurate and efficient, so it hardly impacts the solver, said Kanick. Using nonlinear calculation is much more accurate, as the material will behave different at the failure location. The path from Sundance to product. Autodesk Labs allows users to test out software and assess its applications. Software is only available through the service temporarily or until Autodesk has marked the technology for product release. We keep it on Autodesk Labs until we have enough data to commercialize the technology, explained Kanick. This allows us to innovate and create new ideas and test on the open market with minimal financial risk to users. If we get market validation, then we put the product out there. Don't worry too much, though, if an Autodesk Lab project serves a niche market. You might see it again in the App Store, on an existing product, or available on a subscription basis. With little to risk and much to gain, why not test out other free software on Autodesk Labs before Autodesk commercializes it? Click here to take a look.